some people are terrified of their credit card, or at least the monthly bill that comes along with it. But the one thing Canadians love about their credit cards are the rewards programs. The J.D. Power Canada Credit Card Satisfaction Study revealed that nearly half of credit card holders switched their card issuer over the past year for a better rewards program. Joining us now from Boulder, Colorado, is J.D. Power's Vice President of Banking and Credit Card Practice, Jim Miller. Hello there, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon.
You led this study. Lots of findings. I want you to choose your favorite and most relevant and resonant takeaway. What struck you most about this research?
Well, after your lead-in, it is the importance of rewards, with customers switching, and when they do, it's typically for a better rewards program. And there are a lot of great rewards programs out there, so I can see why they would want to switch.
On the ranking, the top three companies were President's Choice Financial, American Express, and Canadian Tire. These are not the market share leaders in this country. Did that surprise you that they punched above their weight?
You know, they all have really clear value propositions for their customers. So in some ways, it's not surprising. Now, we might say that, you know, seeing the big five or big six banks, lower in the rankings, maybe that's surprising. But a lot of times, I think I'm going to put a little bit of the burden on the customer there, that those customers might just be, you know, picking a card with their primary bank and not really thinking about it or getting the best card for them. So maybe they'd be more satisfied if they were like the President's Choice Financial customers and shopped around and found the card that was best for them.
I don't think I've shopped around for a credit card since, I don't know, the first Trudeau was in office. It's been a long time, and I cover this stuff for a living. When you look at the rewards that people switch for, what do you notice? Is it air miles? Is it movie tickets? Is it cash back? Is there a theme there?
It's all over the board, depending on the customer. So, you know, the airline miles are appealing to a lot of people, but then they realize that it may take a long time to earn those rewards and they might be hard to use. So in the case of, you know, say a PC Financial or a Canadian Tire, they're looking at where they're already shopping and there are points that they can earn that, you know, are easy to redeem. So those are really popular. Personally, I think cash back, you know, we could all use more cash. It's easy. It's easy to redeem. So cash back is another reason more and more customers are saying, I'll just take the cash.
One of the phrases that you used in your study, which I thought was interesting, was the phrase wrong card. What does it mean to have the wrong card?
So the wrong card is the one that does not fit with your lifestyle. So there are a couple of different cases. One might be you carry a balance every month and you're in a rewards program. You're never going to earn enough in rewards to compensate for the interest that you're paying. So in those cases, those people should look and see, you know, can I find the lowest rate card? And maybe it has rewards, maybe it doesn't, but they would be doing better. In other cases, we have people who are thinking, oh, it's great, I'm in an airline card. And, you know, for those that get to redeem those rewards, that feels really good. But they might actually be earning more if they were in, say, a cash back card or one of these other programs. So it's really customers who, the rewards program or the structure of the card doesn't fit how they use it.
Am I right in understanding that the revenue associated with the study comes from financial services companies? Is that correct? They pay you in some way?
Well, yes. So financial service companies, they buy our study and we work with them to try to understand their customers better and improve. But, we go ahead and do the rankings. Nobody buys their way into the study and nobody buys their way to the top.
Why is it then that what we seem to always see on the credit card front is more marketing, more rewards, more push on the spending, but we don't see companies take a holistic view and help consumers get a handle on their money? Why is that?
Well, we're seeing a little bit more where financial institutions and credit card companies are trying to get a little bit better of a handle. But there's such strong competition to acquire new customers that so much of the focus is really on rewards because honestly, that's what customers care the most about.
Many credit card holders use mobile banking apps to manage their accounts, of course. According to your study, mobile usage is significantly higher in Canada than in the United States, which surprises me given that our mobile contract fees are so much higher. Why do you think it is that Canadians are more engaged with mobile?
You know, it's interesting. So we've not always seen that as the case in other studies, but it's really improved or increased quite a bit in Canada. From a demographic perspective, Canadians tend to be a little bit younger, more diverse, who all tend to use mobile more. When I'm in Canada, everybody's attached to their phone, so it's been made very convenient.
Where do interest rates play into satisfaction? I know for people who pay off their balance every month, which is what I do, I don't care what the rate is because it doesn't affect me. But for people who do carry a rate month to month or a balance month to month, it seems like they don't really, really care about the rates, except for at the margins where people are really trying to pay, you know, some sort of debt consolidation game. Is that fair?
You know, I think that is fair. I think customers should pay more attention to it. You know, if you think about it, some customers may not really want to acknowledge how much they're paying in interest and may not feel that there's much of a difference between paying 18% and 14%. But if you do the math, it'd be a pretty good savings if you could find a
massive
lower rate card.
And so comes back to my earlier question. Why don't credit card companies make that a point of differentiation? Is it that it is a negative for all of them if they compete on price?
Well, it is a negative for all of them. There are cases where they do try to compete to acquire customers through lower interest rates. The truth is that the customers that they're all seeking are the ones that spend a lot on their card, that's really the focus of acquisition. It's riskier to focus on acquiring customers that are already carrying significant balances because they're more likely to default.
Yeah. I can ask you one last question here. What would your message be to consumers to improve their behavior as it relates to their credit cards? And I'm going to take two off the table. You can't tell me they should pay off their balance every month because I talk about that practically every week. And you can't tell me to shop around for better rewards because we've already talked about that. So in addition to those two tips, what else would you say Canadians should be doing to get the most out of their credit card use?
Okay, well, you took away my two go-to suggestions. The other one I would look at is, what are some of the other benefits that you would get with your card? Whether that be, related to airlines, related to shopping, travel insurance. Some of the cards in Canada now are giving you your credit score. That's been something that's come up in the U.S. quite a bit in the last few years. So I'd look and say, what are some of those other benefits that I can get? And before shopping around, I'd actually say, do I know the benefits that come with my card? And am I really getting everything out of the card I have today?
Really appreciate your time, Jim.
Well, terrific. Have a great day.
Jim Miller is with J.D. Power. He's their vice president of banking and credit card, their credit card practice. And he was here to talk about the company's Canada Credit Card Satisfaction Study. There's a call to action for all of us there. We've got to get more engaged on how we use our cards.